Breath is life. In these sessions, we're going to explore the many levels of meaning of this profound and often quoted truth. We're going to explore how our breathing not only influences our life, but also how it reflects our attitude toward living. We're going to see that breathing itself is a metaphor for living. We're going to see that through a deeper understanding of breathing, especially natural breathing, we can come to a deeper understanding of how to live more authentically, of how to live closer to our own real potential, our essence. Our existence, our life, is a miracle. So is our breath. When we are born, our first action on this earth is to inhale. When we die, our last action on this earth is to exhale. From beginning to end, our life is one immense breath. If we live to be 80 years old, for example, between our first inhalation and our last exhalation, we will breathe many hundreds of millions of times. Our breath not only unleashes the cellular energy we need to live, but it also provides a healing pathway into the deepest recesses of our being. To inhale fully is to fill ourselves with the energies of life, to be inspired. To exhale fully is to empty ourselves, to open ourselves to the unknown, to be expired. To breathe is to live. To breathe fully is one of the conditions of living fully, of manifesting the full range and power of our inborn potential for vitality in everything that we sense, think, feel, and do. Unfortunately, few of us breathe fully or live fully. Many of us have lost the experience of natural, spontaneous, whole-body breathing, with its wondrous influence on our mind and body, experience that we had as young children. We have also lost the natural curiosity, the wonder, spontaneity, and happiness that we felt then. Not only is our breathing often shallow, but our life too is often shallow, the tight, restrictive pattern of unnecessary tension that we carry in our bodies and that cuts us off from the spontaneous, enlivening movements of whole-body breathing closely mirrors the tight, restrictive self-image that shapes our experiences and actions and cuts us off from the unknown. Our chronic shallow breathing reduces the working capacity of our respiratory system to about one-third of its potential. It diminishes the exchanges of gases and thus the production of energy in our cells. It deprives us of the many healthful actions that breathing naturally would have on our inner organs and on our life. It reduces our vitality. It cuts us off from our own real feelings. And it promotes disharmony and dis-ease or disease at every level of our lives. Our chronic shallow self-image also cuts us off from our own real feelings and creates disharmony and dis-ease in our lives. But more than that, it cuts us off from the adventure of living on this earth, and from our own real growth and destiny as human beings.